Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today, we're going to discuss managers venting their frustrations at work. Mm. We'll start with a question from an employee who attends weekly staff meetings that consist mostly of the boss complaining about other people outside of their department. Mm. I've been to meetings like that.
Yeah.
During the second half of our podcast, we'll talk about where managers should go to vent if they're having a hard time with other departments.
This is an important topic. On the one hand, managers probably are very frustrated with the restrictions that they're dealing with in the pandemic, and certain departments probably aren't behaving well. And on the other hand, constant complaining can't be good for the staff.
Yeah.
I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question?
In our weekly meetings, our boss spends a lot of time criticizing people outside the department for not doing their jobs right. Some are her superiors, some are just others in other departments. She complains and complains and lets us all know how angry she is. I suppose because she has a hard job dealing with all the ramifications of work during the crisis, she feels she needs to let off steam. Perhaps it is okay for us, as employees, to be sympathetic and listen to her complaints, but we are all working very hard. Some of us have very difficult family situations at the moment, and listening to someone spend an hour complaining about how others don't do their job right does not really boost morale. I think in a crisis, a manager should try to boost the morale of the employees. Am I being unrealistic?
I don't think that's an unrealistic expectation at all.
No.
Me neither.
No. I think, you know, for a manager to bring that kind of negativity, I mean, I would want to know that my manager's taking care of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Not venting to me about it, because we're powerless. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine the manager has some more power than we do. So what do we, as an employee, what do you do with that?
Right.
And I think that's the
problem. Take a shower after the meeting, maybe.
I mean, you can, and I don't know, I think you probably could say something.
Yes.
Maybe privately to your manager, say, you know, perhaps we can handle this a different way, maybe not at the meetings. It, mm-hmm. You know, we all are sympathetic, but I don't think it's helping.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. That's a terrible, terrible manager.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I'm thinking from a psychological viewpoint, there are those individuals who don't take responsibility and who spend their time blaming others. And this may be a very ripe time for that kind of manager.
Right.
Right. Because of the restrictions, because things are difficult, if that manager is struggling with his or her department, it could be challenging. I mean, they may just be spending their time looking who to blame so that they don't feel as if they're doing anything wrong.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, so what do you do as an employee? I mean, do you go to HR? Do you go to your mm-hmm. boss's boss?
Yeah.
I would try to work it out with your boss first. Go to your boss, maybe set up a meeting and have a couple of you go to the boss and say, we hear you. Is there a way we can work this out?
Yeah.
You know, maybe can you go to your boss's boss if that hasn't helped? Maybe can you go to HR if that hasn't helped? Maybe we can help you work it out with the other managers, you know, but at least to let your boss know that it doesn't have a place or that it's not good for morale.
Right.
I think that's the only point of power you have here.
I think it's better to do it in a group too.
I
because
do
then
too.
You don't want to be the one that gets complained about in the next meeting.
Yeah, you don't want to be shoot the messenger.
Right.
You know,
right.
We sometimes go in and do mediation there between departments. And what happens is a manager can get their entire department against another department.
Yes.
And that sounds like
that's
what this person is doing. And that's not good for the organization.
No.
So there's so many things wrong. There's really nothing good about this.
Yeah.
about going to your staff with something they can't do anything about. So maybe that is the intention. is to get everybody against the other department.
Yes.
And that, you know, maybe that worked in high school. It didn't work in high school, by the way.
Yeah.
That would be sort of a mean girl, mean guy kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't think of anything else than to go to the boss and try to get them to figure out another way.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think the key, as Logan said, and you brought up as an idea, is to be, do it as a unified force, you know, to be two or three people, not just one. And then to maybe talk about it just in concrete terms of, we understand how many frustrations you're dealing with, but talking about it at the staff meeting isn't really solving anything. Is there something we can do to support you to get the help you need to deal with these departments?
Right.
Yeah.
Something like
and
that.
And I hope for
pander in a little bit of a way, but you're also doing it to get them to stop complaining.
Yeah, and hopefully it works. If it doesn't work, that's a big problem. I mean, I would be scrolling my phone or something. I wouldn't be able to listen to that. It's so negative.
Right, and you can't wear earpods because they're visible.
Right, right.
But it ultimately has, it does have a negative effect because anytime you have to then deal with another department, you probably are pissed off.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I don't know. I think sometimes, I mean, I've worked with no one in this room. But I have worked with chronic complainers, and I know that everyone is going to be cast in a bad light. Mm-hmm. And so I don't really buy it, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I just see them as chronic complainers.
Right, right.
So I don't know that it does that, but I think the bigger point, which I guess this person is saying, it's that it's not good for morale, generally speaking. Like, where do we go from here? What are we building as a department?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
It's like you said, it's like gossip, Kathy. It's just, what do you do with the information that this person's giving you?
It would have an effect on me. I would hear it, and then I would see people from the other department, and maybe I have to interact with them.
Yeah.
And I would like have this whole other story. It would have an effect on me.
Yeah.
Right.
Not because I'm weak. It just, it's like, you know, poisonous.
Yeah, colors your view.
Sure.
Yeah. So, and I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know.
Mm.
So, you know, that's what bad mouthing
does. And then if you
does.
Find out that it's not true, then you see your boss in a totally and completely different light, right? Like, now they're a liar.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, try that suggestion. I would not go, and then you may have to go over this person's head. I mean, if they say, no, you don't understand, this is a big problem and I need your support, then maybe go to the boss's boss and say, you know, we got a problem here.
Yeah.
Because this is a very negative workplace.
Yeah. But that's assuming the boss's boss would also be open to hearing that.
Right. You don't know.
Yeah. Because bottom line, this is a cultural issue, I think. If someone in leadership is allowed to get away with that kind of management, you just have to be curious about what is the leadership, you know, what is their attitude towards this? And why does this person have this huge position of power? If this is their style.
Right.
They may not know. I don't know.
They may not.
They may be good at managing up the boss. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And really bad at managing down. So, all right. Well, I hope that helps. And thank you for sending this question. And please let us know, you know, how that goes.
Yes.
So let's just switch to the other side. Let's just consider this from the manager's side. Are you having a hard time with other departments, and where do you go to vent? Mm-hmm. That's really the question. So, like, if you're a manager and you have difficulty with other departments, how do you handle it? Where do you go to vent?
Mm-hmm.
Which I know people absolutely have interdepartmental issues.
Right.
So if you are a manager, clearly you have to go to that other manager. That's someone who's your equal, and you want to try to work it out with them.
Yes.
If you can't, you have to ask the company for some sort of a mediation. Maybe you have the same manager, maybe you have different managers, but you want to get some support and to have some mediation so it can be worked out. And nobody needs to know about this. No one below you, no one above you, other than the person who's helping you.
Right.
Maybe HR can help you mediate, but try to do it yourself.
Right.
I think this is, many people use me, an executive coach, for something like this on how to work stuff out.
Yes.
With someone who's your equal. It's more difficult if it's somebody below, above you and below you. There's a whole other set of things you can do. But somebody, your peer, that needs to be worked out one-on-one with that person.
Yeah. And if you have trouble working out one-on-one, you said sometimes it can be mediated. Sometimes then the next person up mediate the two, having mm-hmm. a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there may be a manager. There may even be another someone above you, or there may even be another lateral manager who can work it out, can help you work it out. But, you know, sometimes it's good to have another person who doesn't take sides,
yeah,
right.
but just has you try to work it out.
I'm thinking we worked with a not-for-profit where the HR function was often of a mediating nature. Mm-hmm. When two departments had a problem, that person would bring the two key players together and stage a mediation.
If your HR Ooh. Department has those qualifications and they're willing to do that,
yeah.
many don't. Many mm-hmm. are just compliance. They don't mm-hmm. do the interpersonal stuff. And there are professionals from outside you can go to
yeah.
that do this kind of mediation. Mm-hmm. But I would try to work that out. And, if it's a personality conflict, sometimes you have to learn that it's okay, you know, to accept people for who they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's a work style where you may have to accept people, have different work styles, or maybe it is something that was a misunderstanding. Many times it's a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
They misheard something, you misheard something, and then you went to war.
Right.
Over the mistake that right. that was not somebody's intention.
Yeah.
But it, you know, this is any kind of a workplace relationship, which is, it's about work. It's not about the person. You know, your job is to get the work done. You don't have to love everyone. Mm-hmm. So this should be worked out, and I wouldn't bring anyone else into it.
So to summarize what you're saying is basically use discretion, mm-hmm. right? That you don't, if you're having problems with another department head, for example, if you're a department head, you don't run around and talk about it and complain mm-hmm. about it to other people. You find resources that can help you work out that difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, your job is to make it work.
Yeah.
Right.
So it may start also with having a coach, if that's what mm-hmm. you need. That's a safe place to vent, mm-hmm. right, with a coach. So that might be one.
Yeah, you know, I have many clients that work in environments that I call them a rat's nest, but, you know, they're not actually. But there's lots of power plays going on in that particular organization. Maybe it's old. It's been around a long time.
Yeah.
So the change doesn't always, as the world changes, the changes don't work in the company. Right. There's many, many reasons why this kind of interdepartmental fights happen.
Yeah.
But it's your job to be able to work with anybody. Uh-huh. It just is. I mean, and that doesn't mean that you have to like them or, you know, have a drink with them. You don't have to. You just have to be able to do your job.
Yeah.
And it's not, you don't look good when you're involved in this kind of a war with someone.
It's a power struggle.
Yeah.
Right. And, yeah. But I think that you said such an interesting thing, Kathy, which is that I think what happens a lot of times in power struggles is you assume that the other person should behave the same way you do.
Right.
Right.
And should, you know, respond to requests the same way you would and mm-hmm. should not hold things up because you'd never do that. And so
right.
that thing of getting out of the blame game and just saying, wait, how can we work together in some fashion? That's my job, is to figure out how to do that.
Yeah. And to not be in a power struggle. It will not bode well for you.
It won't win.
It's not right. beneficial for either party.
So. Right. It's not. And if you find yourself you have to work with a difficult person, you're going to have to figure that out. And I don't necessarily want you to have the reputation known as, oh, she can work with anyone, because then you do. And you don't want that. But you want to be able to make it work as best you can,
yeah.
which means you won't necessarily be who you are with other people. You may have to alter your behavior and right. the way you communicate just to make it work.
Right.
And then the goal would be to get moved. You know,
right.
so that you can avoid that person. But this is a part of working in a company. It's why I'm self-employed. No, it's not the only reason.
Well, I was going to say, I think what we're talking about is the rule of thumb is don't vent unless you're talking to someone who can do something about your situation.
Right.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, good. So I That's think, good. Yeah, hopefully this answers this really good question. That's it for this podcast. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, tweet us at AskK2. Also, please follow us on Instagram at MyCrazyOffice.
If you want to receive our weekly podcast email, text us at 228-28 and type in My Crazy Office. That's all one word, My Crazy Office at 228-28.
And don't forget to send your stories and questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.